you're so famous and loved by everyone for your work. When you think about your parents or grandparents, what did they tell you as a child that you will never forget that makes you a great dad and capable of making such a beautiful movie?
I sort of did movie against my father's will. but I think in life, he has a lot of influence on me, the philosophy, the way he looks at things, and at the principle, how he take up his leadership in the school environment, which I somehow get it. It's not inherited from him, but learned in a tacit way by watching him, how he behaves in our living environment. I think I've taken a lot of that in my directing. You see, I'm a shy person. I'm not outspoken, or I cannot yell at people. I don't have a big temper. All I could do is be reasoned with him, but still I need to take a leadership. I think I copied him, not purposefully, but I think I did a lot of what he did. I never get to meet my grandparents. They were in China during the Civil War. They executed by the communists. They were shot to death. And my father was the only one that escaped to Taiwan. And I was born, and then he met my mother. And that was a romantic story. And then I was the first son. So he has a lot of love and had expectation of me to carry the family then and everything. But unfortunately, back then I was a funny guy trying to make movies. So there's a lot of things he said that influenced me. I cannot really pinpoint. I think something he said to me, say one thing. I remember he said, you cannot judge by the, you cannot calculate by incidentals. You have to see the collective, what do you call that? The accounting book? like we do account book? Pay less to the individual small incidental. But you have to see the result. Which means that sometimes you just have to let things go and you have to see the end result. Like when you win a fight, you lose a fight.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.